listening to the Survival in Motion podcast. Learn, adapt, prepare, survive.
Wow, I've never started a podcast like this. This is incredible. I can't believe it. Not even 3 seconds ago. I know it sounds crazy, but I was struck by lightning. I know, it's crazy. It's incredible. Here I was, you know, in this kind of a snowstorm here on this bridge about to start my podcast, and I get struck by lightning. It's the craziest thing. I know. All right, anyway... I don't know. Let's just get on with the podcast. First of all, Merry Christmas, everyone. This is author Cal Wilson, and welcome to another episode of the Survival in Motion podcast. I can't believe I'm doing this, but anyway, okay, this might be a little dry compared to a lightning strike, but let's get on with the podcast. For this Christmas Eve episode, what I thought I'd do is explain to everyone the safest way to walk across a snow or ice-covered bridge so that you don't fall on your rear end like I did a few years ago. My lower back has not been the same since then. Hey, is it just me, or does everything around here seem, I don't know, kind of black and white? I mean, it's kind of weird. I'm feeling my hair, and I thought I'd have an afro, but I think it's pretty normal. And what's with that musical sound coming, like, out of nowhere? It's like it's coming out of the sky or something. See, there it is again. I mean, out of nowhere. Like it's out of the sky. All right, well, no matter. Anyway, back to the podcast. When you're walking across a snow and ice-covered bridge, you need to keep in mind that your body is top-heavy. And when you walk across the bridge, you need to keep your feet firmly planted, but grab a hold of the handrail. And it's like you can't really progress across the bridge until you've got your next hand holding onto the handrail. Like this, you know, and I'm slowly walking, but see, as I'm walking, I'm carefully grabbing hold of a handrail, and slowly but surely, you start making some progress across this bridge. Every once in a while, you come across someone leaning over the handrail of this bridge, like this guy, and you need to hold onto the handrail on one side of him, then grab hold of the handrail on the other side of him as you pass him by. I want to live again. Excuse me? Sir, you okay? You need some help?
Please go.
Look, besides being in black and white, are you okay, mister? You need some help or something?
Hey, what's going on around here?
Oh, I'm author Cal Wilson. I'm recording an episode of the Survival in Motion podcast. You know, learn, adapt, prepare, survive. It's a very well-known prepper podcast. Hey, you look familiar.
You know me?
Could be. You kind of look like that guy my wife and I were watching on TV at our house just a few hours ago. Yeah, just right in our house right over there. Hey, you okay? Looks like your mouth's bleeding.
My mouth's bleeding! My mouth's bleeding! Zuzu petals! Zuzu! There they are! What do you know about that? Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Wow, get a load of that guy. What a freak. Besides being in black and white, that guy was a pretty strange guy. Well, I guess you meet all kinds of people on a bridge, you know. Strangest thing, he was like the spitting image of a young Jimmy Stewart, like from the Philadelphia Story. Yes, I know, really, it's strange. Who knows why he ran that way instead of the direction of this little town over here. Hey, check out this old Chevy. Looks like it's from the 40s, and it's perfectly restored. Hey, it's a police car.
Hey, George!
Who? Wait, who, me?
George!
No, I'm not George.
You all right? Hey, what's the matter? What the Sam Hill you yelling for, George?
Sam Hill? Hey, I'm not yelling. Okay, sorry, I'm not yelling. I'm author Cal Wilson. I write prepper books and post-apocalyptic fiction books. You know, EMP, NYC. I'm not this George person you keep calling me. Hey, why is all this sounding so familiar? And there's that music again, out of nowhere. All right, tell you what, officer, I'll just go this way, off the bridge, into this little town over here. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas!
Okay, I've got a theory about all this, and it's not good. See, here's my theory. When I was struck by lightning, I think I was sent back into time into this Christmas movie that was made in the 1940s. Okay, well, I guess that's my confirmation, that music. So now that I sent George Bailey off the wrong direction on this bridge, I think I'll just enjoy the movie and see how it turns out. Oh, I guess that's not the right answer. Okay, all right. How's this? I got struck by lightning and sent back in time into this movie, and because I accidentally sent George Bailey off in the wrong direction, off that bridge, now I'm going to need to fill in for him and finish off the movie, trying to pass myself off as George Bailey. Otherwise, there'll be some kind of a disruption in the space-time continuum, and my parents might never meet, and I'll never be born. That's how time travel works. Yeah, and the music agrees with me. Oh, I don't know. Who am I kidding? I can't pass for George Bailey. I mean, sure, I'm a guy about the same height and build, but I'm in color, and George Bailey is in black and white. In fact, this whole town's in black and white. It's bizarre. Yeah, I know, whoever's in charge of the sound effects, I know. Wrong answer. Well, let me at least walk into this black and white town here and see how far I can get trying to act like George Bailey before someone calls me out on it. Hello, Bedford Falls. Oh, this looks familiar. Here's the old car George Bailey was driving when he crashed into this tree when he was in a drunken rage. It was right after that he went to the bridge to jump in the river. You know, driving drunk is never a good idea, and alcohol is a depressant. No wonder he got sauced and then went to the bridge to try to commit suicide. Hey, here's a group of black and white townspeople. Maybe I can give it a try. Merry Christmas, everyone!
Merry Christmas, George!
Hey, did you hear that? Someone just called me George. Maybe this can work after all. Yeah, I know, right answer. Okay, fine. I'll give it a try. All right, let me see. From what I remember from that movie, after the black and white George Bailey comes back into town, he runs into the main street and wishes several places a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, movie house. How's that? You know? Merry Christmas, Emporium. And Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building and loan. All right, that's my best Jimmy Stewart impersonation. Hey, check it out. There's Mr. Potter, still in his office. What a prick. Hey! Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter!
Happy New Year to you! In jail! Go on home, they're waiting for you.
Oh, cool. He thinks I'm the black and white George Bailey. All right, yeah, I know. I'm going home where the cops are waiting for me. You know, I always preferred the Saturday Night Live ending to this movie, where everyone joins in and just kicks Mr. Potter's butt. Let's face it, sometimes violence is a great answer to a lifetime of obnoxiousness, and Mr. Potter deserves a good beating. Okay, I'm turning the corner here, and here we are at the Bailey House, and sure enough, there are a couple of cop cars parked right out in front. How much was the building loan short? Something like 8,000 bucks? I think I've got that much credit on my Visa card.
Mr. Bailey, there's a deficit.
Yeah, I know. $8,000, right? All righty then. I guess you guys have never seen that movie. That normally causes a bunch of laughs when I do that. All right, $8,000 in the 40s is a big deal. Tell you what, here's my Visa credit card, Mr. Bank Examiner, and why don't you take this and go get a cash advance for $8,000? You're a bank examiner. You can figure it out. And I'll tell you what, why don't you take an extra $100 for yourself and another $100 for this police officer here for the extra effort, you know. Oh, and my PIN is AR15, but keep that to yourself. There you go. Problem solved. Knock yourself out, guys. And Merry Christmas from the future. Hey, kids. Kids.
Merry Christmas, Daddy.
Hi, kids. Oh, okay. Don't look at me like that. I know it's weird, me being in color and all, and everybody else around here in black and white, but I'm just filling in for your dad just for a few minutes, finishing off this movie, and he'll be back anytime. But until that happens, just consider me your own dad. Can one of you call me Daddy?
Oh, Daddy.
Oh, that's not bad. That's That's actually pretty good. Boy, I guess kids in the 40s could be talked into anything. Oh, look, here comes my wife, Mary Bailey.
Who are you and why are you in color?
Okay, I know it's kind of strange, but here's the deal. See, I was on the bridge doing my podcast, and, oh, what the heck. I'll just tell it to you straight. I got struck by lightning. I was sent back in time, and I've got a cover for your husband for just a few minutes, you know. I guess that's pretty unbelievable, right?
No, it makes sense.
Really? You just believe me? That's great. None of the characters in these time travel movies just accepts it when it's explained to them. They usually act like the person sent back in time is a freak, or they're lying or something.
No, it makes perfect sense. You don't want to upset the space-time continuum. Otherwise, your parents might not meet and you'll never be born.
That's exactly what I've been telling everyone. Hey, you're pretty smart. You ever thought about having your own weekly sitcom TV show? You could call it The Donna Reed Show.
I don't get it. Who's Donna Reed?
Oh, never mind. Mary?
The good news is I went around town asking for donations to pay for the $8,000 Uncle Billy managed to lose for the building and loan. Everyone will be here soon. You should stand in front of this Christmas tree here.
Well, Uncle Billy is a hopeless drunk, and losing things is a typical problem with alcoholics. But I'm ahead of you there. I got a cash advance for $8,000 on my Visa card. I already paid it all off.
What are we going to do with all these donations? Everyone will be here in just a second.
I haven't seen this movie in a while, but will a bunch of your friends from the 40s be bringing in currency and coins to pay the building and loan deficit?
Yes.
Oh, I'll just take it all as a reimbursement.
Are you sure? What would someone from 2018 want with a bunch of dollar bills and coins that were used in 1946? Some of the coins we use in transactions now are minted as far back as the late 1800s.
I'll think of something.
Oh, here they come.
Hey, Uncle Billy, smells like you've been drinking again. Man, I don't care. I don't care, big deal. Look, I'm getting drunk just standing nearby you. Someone signed this guy up for a 12-step program before he loses another $8,000. Oh, I'll take that. Thanks. I'll take that, too. I'll take that, too. Thanks. Either that or get rid of that hat. Oh, don't sell yourself short. I read somewhere that that actress had like four husbands. Well, thanks, guys. Yes, that's me, George Bailey. Really, it's the truth.
Just a minute. Quiet, everybody. Quiet. Now get this. It's from London.
Oh.
Mr. Gower cabled you need cash. Stop. My office instructed to advance you up to $25,000. Stop. Oh. Hee-haw and Merry Christmas, Sam Wainwright.
Oh, we don't need Sam Wainwright or his money. Hey, wait. I wonder if I can give him the instructions to wire that money into my checking account. Oh, yeah. He walks around with several bottles of wine, just all the time. Here. He's my little brother, you know, Harry. It's me, George.
Harry, I got him here from the airport just as quick as
that good. The fool flew all the way up here in a blizzard.
Who are you? Why are you in color?
Oh, it's okay, Harry. He's from the future, and he's just standing in for George for a few more minutes until the real George gets back.
Very well, a toast to the guy standing in for my big brother George, the richest man in town.
Oh, this is too much. I'm tearing up, really. These are real tears.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
And while Clarence is getting his angel wings, maybe he can also get a nose job. Well, thanks, everyone. I think I'm totally reimbursed here. This is great. I'm going to go onto the front porch and get some fresh air. You know, it really is a wonderful prepper life. I mean, look at all these rare coins and dollar bills I just got from these people. Here's a bunch of Morgan silver dollars from the 1920s. Several Buffalo nickels. Look at these. Looks like I got a 1910 Morgan dime here. A bunch of silver certificate dollar bills. They stopped making these ages ago. Here's some silver nickels that were made during World War II when nickel was needed for the war. I got some mercury dimes from the 1930s. A couple of Indian head pennies from, it looks like, 1905. Here's some barber silver dimes from the 1910s. This is amazing. And some Washington quarters from 1932. I got some great coins here. If I can ever get back to 2018, I'm putting all this on eBay, and I know I'm going to totally clean up. Well, 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 if it isn't the real George Bailey. Finally decided to come back across on the right side of that bridge, huh? And join everyone else in this movie here in Bedford Falls? You finally get around to that?
And what's going on around here?
I'll tell you what's going on around here, Georgie. Because of Uncle Billy's screw-up and your knucklehead running off the wrong side of the bridge back there, I had to stand in for you for a few minutes. I almost got my butt thrown in jail. Yeah. Luckily, I brought my Visa card and paid the $8,000 that the building loan was short with a cash advance.
What'd you say just a minute ago?
Yeah, you heard right. $8,000. Word gets around. But I paid it all, and the townspeople got together and reimbursed me with all these rare dollar bills and coins. I'll make a mint if I ever get back to 2018 and sell this stuff. But go on in. Go on in. They're still singing Auld Lang Syne, which is really a New Year's song, not a Christmas song, but whatever. Oh, and your little brother Harry's in there, too. You're welcome. Man, what an ingrate. Oh, here comes another police car from the 40s.
You better get back inside, son. There's an electrical storm coming through.
Thank you, officer. Thank you. Wait a minute. Did you say electrical storm? Where's the electrical storm right now?
It's at the old bridge.
Okay, thank you, officer. Well, after I go to the Western Union office and send a telegram to Sam Wainwright on how he can wire his $25,000 into my bank account, I'm going to go to that bridge. Yeah. This might be my chance to get back to 2018. I figure if lightning strike sent me here in the first place, who knows? Maybe another lightning strike will help me get back to 2018. It's worth a try. But before I go, let me tell you, I've learned a couple things on this podcast. Sure. It's important to hold on to the handrail whenever you walk across a snow or ice-covered bridge. But another thing, if you ever travel back in time like I just did, make sure you clean up after yourself. You never want to disrupt the space-time continuum. And if you do that, you might cause a disaster to happen in the future. You know, like making it so that your parents never meet, or maybe you'd somehow cause a few Republicans in the 2016 election to stay at home so that Hillary Clinton would be elected president. That would be horrible. So you got to be careful when you time travel. Of course, there's nothing wrong with a little graft, like getting collectible coins and rare dollar bills like what I just got, and you can bring them back and sell them on eBay. In fact, I'm surprised that doesn't happen every time somebody travels back in time. But I hope you found today's episode of the Survival in Motion podcast informative and educational. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have an electrical storm to catch up to via Western Union. And I hear the music, so that means our time is up. Thanks for joining me. God bless you. Merry Christmas, and hee-haw. Excuse me, random people. Alrighty then. Yep, I made it back.